It has been 1,000 years since the once powerful planet of Blessing lost its life-giving 2 suns, and countless millennia since the days of the great magicians. An expedition of alien voyagers came upon the now ice-covered sphere, drawn there by an unexplained lone beacon far below the miles of frozen moisture. They unlocked a written history of Blessing from its almost undiscovered tomb. So begins the story of Magicka. It was a time of celebration. The Book of Magicka and the wizards who had used its spells so wisely for the good of the people were being honored in all the great cities of the world. There was, however, an exception. Where good thrives, evil survives, and evil has plans for survival. The celebration of thanks and prosperity would signal the forces of evil side to begin the attack and ultimate capture and destruction of Magicka. The spells from the book would be used to turn all of those unwilling to join evil side into statues of stone and send their spirits to Otherworld, where they would eventually be assimilated into the energy needed to drive evil side and maintain its power without the necessity of the book and its incantations forever. Defenses were naturally relaxed during the festive preparations.
And if I had me a woman, ba ba. And if I had me a woman, I wouldn't peep woman up around. But if I had me a woman who was big and fat, I'd jump up and dance like a nanny cat. If I had me a woman, yeah, if I had me a woman. And if I had me a woman, I wouldn't peep woman up around. Ba ba ba.